Good morning and welcome to BVTV. I'm joined today by Wolfgang Bauer, who helps to oversee absolute return strategies at M&G, and he's also deputy fund manager on a couple of our corporate bond portfolios. Wolfie, thanks for joining.
My pleasure.
The big news last week was very much the ECB meeting. What did you take away from the press conference?
Well, I mean, clearly there have been more exciting ECB press conferences in history, let's put it that way. I thought Mario Draghi, by and large, painted a pretty optimistic picture of the European economy. He called the growth in the Eurozone solid, robust, and broad-based. He also highlighted that the recent strengthening in the euro was a sign of improving fundamentals, but he also pointed out that now the exchange rate has become a source of uncertainty for the medium-term price stability. In terms of asset purchases, well, all eyes are now on the October meeting, which is likely to give us some form of clarity about how the ECB intends to scale back its programs in 2018. But since inflation is likely to stay below target for the foreseeable future, while the euro is going from strength to strength, I would expect the pace of the removal of stimulus to be very gradual and slow.
Right. It all seems pretty dull at the moment. That's probably what the ECB wants. How has the market reacted to last week's conference?
Well, I mean, we have seen some response in the currency markets. The euro has further strengthened. It has crossed the 1.2 mark against the US dollar for the first time since the beginning of 2015. Bunds have continued their rally. Yields dropped by around 4 basis points. The 10-year bund yield has essentially halved since mid-July and is now at around 31 basis points.
Right. And, you know, I get the tube to work every morning. They're a lot busier than they were during August. Are primary markets back in terms of new issuance?
Absolutely. I mean, in investment-grade credit, the US dollar primary market had a very busy week. Two of the biggest issues came from Apple and from Discovery Communications. Apple issued around $5 billion US dollar worth of new bonds across four tranches. Discovery raised even more money, $6.3 billion across six tranches, which is part of the financing package for the acquisition of Scripps Networks. They also issued, interestingly enough, a sterling-denominated bond. And staying within the sterling primary market, again, real estate companies took center stage, namely Achilles and British Land. And finally, in the European investment-grade primary market, that market has returned from a rather generous summer break. We are now pretty much back to pre-August activity levels and have seen issues from a lot of companies, including GSK, Telefonica, or John Deere.
Right. And the continuing situation of Hurricane Irma sort of highlights the impact that these natural events could have on the insurance sector. What's your view in terms of the impact that it might have?
Well, I mean, the series of hurricanes clearly has impacted the insurance space. Unsurprisingly, the biggest price moves we have seen occurred in so-called catastrophe bonds. So these are insurance-linked securities which are used by insurers and reinsurers to transfer risks around natural disasters such as hurricanes to investors who buy these catastrophe bonds. But we've also seen weakness in the credit spreads of regular bonds issued by property and casualty insurance companies that have geographical exposure to the south and the southeast of the U.S., for example, XL Group. The spreads of reinsurance companies, for example, Munich Re, have also come under some pressure. And unfortunately, it is still an evolving story. As we speak, Hurricane Irma is causing destruction in Florida, and the total extent of these damages is still unknown at this point. That creates uncertainty in the insurance space, so I would expect to see some further weakness there. But that being said, if you look, for example, at Munich Re or other reinsurance companies, they are very well capitalized, so there is some capacity to deal with natural disasters like that.
Right. So do you think this is potentially an opportunity to pick up some bonds trading at lower prices?
I think the spreads haven't moved that far yet. And since the extent of the damage is still unknown, I would be rather cautious. But I think in the long term, we see value in the insurance space.
Okay, great. Wolfie, thanks very much for coming in. So thinking about the week ahead, the eyes of the world will very much be focused on the UK with an update on inflation and the MPC meeting later this week. In terms of politics, there'll also be a reading of the Great Repeal Bill in UK Parliament, which will very much be a focus of the newspapers over here in London. And with that, Wolfgang and I would like to wish you all a very good week.